89. People learn in different ways. Some people learn by doing things. Other people learn by reading about things. Others learn by listening to people talk about things. Which of these methods of learning is best for you? Use specific examples to support your choice. The effectiveness of a learning method varies from person to person and also from activity to activity. Learning by doing, learning by reading, and learning by listening all have the transfer of information as their goal. But the information is transferred in very different ways in each case. Each has its benefits. In my own opinion, learning by doing is the method that works best for me. Learning by doing works because it gives a learner first-hand experience. Other methods are more passive. You're either listening to a conversation or trying to pay attention to words on a page. However, learning by doing means actually participating in the activity. Can you imagine learning how to play a musical instrument from a book? As the saying goes, practice makes perfect. Frankly, I can't think of a way that better ensures one has truly learned than by seeing and doing. In contrast, reading makes learning less easy to visualize. Not only that, learning by reading often requires extra research, such as looking up unfamiliar words. Also, you might not be a good reader, or you might be learning in a second language. If so, you might find it hard to concentrate or become frustrated by the slow pace. So while reading is fun and useful for many people, for others, it may not be the best way. Learning by listening can be enjoyable. Lively debate is interesting, and interesting things are usually easier to learn about. Plus, unlike reading, you can ask questions if you don't understand. However, as with reading, it is all too easy to become a passive listener and not truly learn anything. If you get bored, you might even fall asleep while you're listening. When you're actively participating in something, you're more likely to stay alert. Overall, when it comes to learning, I believe that nothing substitutes for the first-hand experience that physically doing an activity provides.